Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprint, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this October the 8th on the west coast of the United States, now October the 9th on the east coast and in the central time zone. Also, like to welcome to tonight's show, whether live or on a delayed broadcast, Wind Talkers Radio Network, and blogtalkradio.com. What a crazy time we are living in. Some of you may have heard the story. This actually made mainstream news today. Although I didn't listen to it, I happened to be walking in a public place past a television monitor and saw this flashed on the screen. NASA has announced that they are going to detonate a bomb on the moon on October the 9th. So this is sometime later today. The article itself is describing where on the website, on the NASA website, someone can actually view this detonation of a bomb. What in the world is going on? Or should I say, what in the moon is going on? These times cannot get more insane, and yet they outdo themselves day by day, night by night, moment to moment. Been reading, and I guess we'll have more news on that on tomorrow night's show with scientist Jim Murray. We will discuss that a little bit with tonight's guest. Also, the financial corruption that we report about so often is under full swing, and it seems to be very alive and very well, kicking as usual. There was a report that around midday there was another $27 trillion missing from the U.S. Treasury, and that amount increased later on in the day to $38 trillion. It's like stealing candy from a baby, evidently. They are just intent on destroying this nation and just pillaging everything they possibly can. When I say they, we can look at presidents number 41, 42, 43, and 44, allegedly under more intense scrutiny and investigation for these financial crimes. The world is certainly aware of this, and my listening audience is aware of it. And it's just another dimension of what is going on behind the scenes while we endure all the smoke and mirrors. On last night's show, Drew Raines alluded to the fact that the judge in the California Certificate of Live Birth lawsuit against Barack Hussein Obama, the long-legged Mac Daddy, is not going to be dismissed, and that certain motions are presumed to appear on the docket, on the schedule of the court. In other words, that's an indication that if the charges or the suit was to be dismissed, then there would be no need to schedule anything. So we're going to stay up with that, and I'll have more information about that next week. We'll be talking about that. We did get confirmation yesterday that Becky Shea, the short-lived, she's still alive, but the short-lived public relations person for American Police Force has resigned her position, and as Drew Raines and I pleaded with the people over the airwaves at the Billings Gazette to have a heart and reconsider giving Becky her job back, or a job at the Gazette, it seems that they may have taken our message and provided Becky with a job. She's lost her job at American Police Force, probably a healthy decision on her part. All the way around, you know, we want to wish her the best of luck. Possibly we can inform her of some of the findings that we're making day to day on that still unfolding story. And massive fraud, again, being perpetrated against the people, not only in Hardin, Montana, not only in the state of Montana, but all throughout these United States. With that, I bring again to Evident Footprints a good friend. He is a health consultant. He has worked as a chemist with a major Fortune 500 company. He is a historian, and he is also an herbalist, and he's working on a new album of music, and hopefully we're going to be able to play that or some cuts from it before Christmas time. Anyway, he's our good friend, Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning, Don. Thank you. Great to be back. Yes, I look forward to that.
Good, me
back,
too.
Don. Thank you.
Michael, you got to hear a sort of a summary of just a little bit of all the madness that's going on. Does it surprise you that they can increase it between your show appearances here, your guest appearances on Evident Footprints?
What's amazing is how I would always comment to people whenever engaged in these kind of conversations regarding reality and where we are as a country and also as a people on the planet, and I would say it's going to get interesting, and here you go, Don. It just keeps getting more and more interesting for sure. The bomb on moon is definitely crazy, if I ever heard anything so crazy. It's incomparable, actually. I don't understand it, but it just makes me think of H.G. Wells, which these guys definitely seem to like to follow up on his work. I mean, his New World Order, and then you have the moon breaking up, falling apart down on the earth. I mean, strange, Don, strange. Now, regarding Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Hussein Obama, or Obama bin Laden, we could go on and on, who's got a mother named Stanley. I heard the latest on, I heard an interview with Orly Tate just this evening. She said, although the judge inquiry for a hearing on this issue regarding his legitimacy went through, however, he's not allowing any type of discovery process, which means that then there's really no case. If you're not allowed to present a discovery in the court proceedings, then you don't have any kind of court hearing actually occurring. So that's where we'll have to follow up, Don, and see where that ends up. But that was the latest I heard this evening on that.
Yeah, she may be confused herself. And I have to say, last night, Drew Raines very eloquently presented the whole meaning of these documents. He said, at this time, okay, at this time. So I would say that he's taking things under advisement, and he's looking at all the issues carefully, studying everything, not making a hurried decision. We're speaking about Judge Carter.
Okay, that's good.
He is a former Marine.
And great.
Clearly, he sees the importance of following an order from the commander in chief when the commander in chief is illegitimate. And you know, we've had this discussion many, many times. Actually, Michael, you know, I wanted to point out to you that I had the opportunity this evening to review part six of the Three Stooges Go to Washington. That's the part of all the bogus photos, documentary photos of Barack Obama's school days, and I put that in quotes, at the Punahou School. We have virtually nothing other than what looks like a Saturday Night Fever type photo from Occidental College. you know, the white flared collar and
sure,
you know, and the fro really bouncing. and then the what I call the six-legged Mac Daddy pants he's wearing in Central Park. Six different stitches of cloth sewn together to make it look like he's sitting on a park bench in Central Park South. And the people that looked at this photo were just in disbelief that anyone would even publish such a piece of trash.
Well
of course, I was just going to say the photo was darkened to hide these imperfections, but these people were just astounded by what they saw. Go ahead.
Well, okay, Don, well, this is just more of the same type of examples that we find with this mysterious figure posing as president right now and an American. You know, the fact that they come up with all these, his background, everything is obviously very questionable. And everything known about him is basically from the book he supposedly wrote about himself, and that's all the media and everybody uses to give us his background. He's definitely an enigma, and but there's these quirks, these amazing quirks, and there always are with these losers in the new, in the Luciferian New World Order. They always have quirks, and that's what we look for, because those are the anomalies, the indicators, to let us know that these guys are no good, and they're not what they say. And the fact that he, you know, they come out with a story that his mother's name is Stanley, I mean, come on, I mean, these guys are nuts. At least tell us his mother's name is a female name, so we're not going to raise any questions about, what, are you kidding me? How can that be? Name me one other woman that's named Stanley anywhere. And and so, you know, Don, and this guy has spent how much money now to cover up, to try to stop any kind of court proceedings regarding his birth certificate? Why spend, how much is it, $1 million now?
Well, for that? Well over $1 million. This was
okay.
Before the inauguration, he had already spent $950,000, and he's been in court, you know, pretty constantly ever since.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, rather than just present the legitimate paperwork so you can accuse us all of being a bunch of fools and racists and whatever else you want to say to us, just do it and save yourself that little bundle. You could have used that money going down the road and tossed it out to all the people you care about there, Barry boy. But, so Don, this guy's a fraud. All the evidence is stacking high up to the moon on the evidence, you know, on this particular case.
Mm-hmm. Well, that might be why they're getting ready to bomb the moon. If it's stacked all the way up to the moon, you know,
that's right,
maybe
now.
Bombing. Now, I'd like to address that just for a moment, because that's a topic that has been covered on this show in another way, and it has to do with the event that I reported that occurred over Ohio and over Toronto, Canada, on August 25th of this year. This was an event, I wouldn't call it a false flag event, it was an event that was erupting in space. And we know it happened. We know it's true. More information will come out about that. But I can tell you, in a sense, it was tied to some things going on in the moon. It is no accident that this is occurring. In fact, this attempt or this threat to do this is in direct violation of an agreement that was reached. And
it's
the same lies again, Michael. Go ahead.
It's definitely, you know, some kind of cover for whatever's really going on up there. I mean, NASA's going to drop a bomb, explode a bomb on the moon. I mean, that is so vague and so just ridiculous as far as lacking any kind of rationality. So something's going on big up there. Must be big enough, Don, that it's going to be obvious to many astronomers. Unfortunately, it was very cloudy tonight. It was just clearing up this past half hour where I could have a view of the moon with a telescope, but I didn't have time to set up because of the show. And I you know, it must be something that's going to be obvious to a lot of viewers, and that's why they had to come out with some kind of crazy line like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like it's something that's inevitable, and they're going to show this to us on the NASA channel, you know, on the
really?
Internet. Yeah. The web page. I was sent the link yesterday. I had heard about this, and then when I saw the link, and I mean it's posted on the NASA.gov website. You know, what would be the purpose for this? Well, we've talked about how these people just destroy everything they can get their hands on.
Yes,
everything is about destruction, and I have to shake my head and wring my hands in disgust at what goes on. They're going to have live coverage at 3:15 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time or 6:15 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on NASA TV, and the website is www.nasa.gov/NTV. Huh.
Okay, well, that's crazy. Then they're going to actually, well, supposedly they're going to air it. Then obviously there wouldn't be anything to see that would be more extraterrestrial going on up there, because they wouldn't allow any of that. Unless, Don, they're taking, this is another step forward to the ultimate event of them announcing to the world this extraterrestrial activity stuff. You know, and real quick on Barry Sotoro, one of the photographs when he was a young kid with supposedly his mom, Stanley, and his dad there sitting on that couch. And around his neck is that medallion, and that medallion has the face image of a gray alien. Going back to the early 60s, nobody knew about grays except the controllers themselves. And so that's all very interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I'm glad you brought that up. That was one of the pictures that we looked at, and I explained to the folks that were looking at this. They're quite familiar with many of these topics. They hadn't had the opportunity to read that article, but they were absolutely enthralled with the analysis of the photos, because they take it for granted when they look at a photo without really examining it closely. It looks normal, but then I said, really look at this photo and see if it doesn't appear that all of these people were inserted one at a time, and that the heads look like they're attached to someone else's body.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's just one.
There's something
route.
About that photo, definitely. Just there's something about it that makes you just question its authenticity for sure.
Oh, I mean, there's no doubt. If you read my analysis word for word, how I describe what's going on in those photos, you can't walk away from that and see another picture of him without checking it out for fraud. It's that consistent from photo to photo.
Mm-hmm.
The level of fraud, though, is outdone on each occasion.
Yes.
Wait till you see Hillary Clinton's family photos under the same scrutiny.
That's going to be great to see that.
You're going to be amazed.
I already have a little a preliminary on it, and it's going to be amazing. It is, Don.
Yes, yes. Now, with that said, I have to acknowledge a sort of off-the-wall video on YouTube that one of my listeners sent me a link to. And this is from a chap in Sweden, and I have to say a chap. That's how they say it in Britain. I don't know this person. Out of a potential 5 stars, he got 1.5 stars. And this video is more about the person that made the video than it is about the United Galactic Federation. I'll give him credit for naming them correctly and referencing the general, but this guy is asking for a rapture of over a billion people by the Federation. And I guess he has his own ministry and his own, what do you say? Well, his own gospel and testament. I'm really miffed by what's there, but there were some funny comments written that probably are very accurate. So if anyone wants to check that video out, you can basically just go to YouTube and type in the words, what are the words? Let's see here. I'm gonna try to re-grab this. I guess the United Galactic Federation is on a mission from God. That's what it's called. Can't say that that's totally true or totally false. I mean, they're on a mission, that there's no doubt about that. But they're not on a mission for one guy and his special request. Yeah, you have to see this video. This is someone who is totally absorbed in the moment. That's all I can say.
Okay.
And you can draw your own conclusions. The Hardin, Montana issue, have you followed up on that at all, Michael?
Yes, I've been trying to follow up on that, Don, since we last covered that. And I'm just going to start working on the old goose step, I think, Don. It's really amazing that Homeland Security and FEMA and now clearly this American police force must be one of their next steps in the total nationalization of a police force, if they can pull it off and get us that far into a dictatorship state. But this is clearly, Don, another step forward to achieve that. But, of course, these people are a lot of more foreigners, and like I said last time, sounds like to me modern-day Hessians, and we've got to do something about it. We cannot tolerate that, that's for sure. And I did check out their website a little bit as well, and definitely modern-day SS-like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are more... more and more anomalies coming out in this whole story. I had a chance earlier today to speak with Dr. Atruat about this whole case and the behind-the-scenes information that's been coming out. Michael, I got to tell you, and this will be on an upcoming show. There is so much to report from what is who these people are and what they're into behind the scenes. It can't be covered in one show. We can't just touch it with kid gloves, even tonight. Only to let the listening audience know that every step of the way, every inch inside the rabbit hole has revealed more corruption, more money laundering, ties to the organized sex slave trade industry, if you want to call it that. Where these young children that are being abducted, and I'm talking about boys and girls, as well as grown women.
All the kids on milk cartons.
Yeah. I'd like to see some of these characters on milk cartons.
Oh, amen to that.
In fact, put them all on there. Take a group picture and just, save the money.
Especially if they're all suspended from ropes.
Yeah.
And that's a picture I want to see.
It's just disgusting what all is tied in here, and you have these people lying, saying, "Oh no, we don't have an address in Washington D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And we know specifically who many of the tenants are at 1701 Pennsylvania Avenue, and they try to pretend like this isn't going on. I wonder what you think. Knowing, that we have this pretext of terrorism around the world and that we have to protect our borders and we have to do what is right for our Constitution, look at the fact that they're allowing foreign mercenaries to come in. Now, this is all about money laundering and organized crime. We know really why they're doing it, okay,
sure.
Why they're allowing it. Because they're all in bed together. They're all part of this.
Absolutely. This is just more muscle for the racketeering.
Yeah. Don't you find it interesting, even though it's made some of the mainstream media in Montana, it's not gotten out of Montana.
Oh, well, you know, I haven't followed up on any mainstream snooze or fake news in quite a few days, so
We haven't missed anything.
No surprise.
Yeah.
You know,
you haven't missed anything.
Yeah, that's right.
I can tell you that they haven't reported
on
it, and they probably won't. And there are a lot of other things that they haven't reported on that they won't. Again, the financial corruption is one of the biggies. The truth about the flu pandemic, there was a near interview of True Ott on KURL in Montana, and then it got stymied because there's someone that works for the network and or has a reputation of being interviewed on the network and has his reputation to upkeep, so it doesn't matter whether the truth comes out or not about these vaccines and the fact that really they're obsolete. They shouldn't even be using them anymore, any kind of vaccine.
There's no real science to that approach for health, Don.
Yeah. So, you know, it appears that something's being done. We do know that Becky Shea, as I mentioned at the top of the show, quit. She doesn't even like talking about it because she just breaks down in tears even thinking about what she got herself into. We really think that she was the genuine person, and they were going to take advantage of that and use her to be an honest front for a very corrupt organization. And she came to see that when we started asking the questions, when we started doing the research and bringing the real facts out, the people in Montana actually took notice. So we understand there's an investigation. We don't want to impede it. It would be nice to hear from the people who are conducting this investigation and see if they can compare some of the facts that we've dug up to what they have. I can be fairly certain to say that I would presume they haven't dug up some of the same facts. And it's mind-blowing what it leads to.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I mean, it connects the dots on a global basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's follow the money. Can't do better than come up with the bank.
Follow the money.
The
follow the drugs. Follow the kids' pedophile porno activity.
And follow the yellow brick road.
That's right. And follow the money. And it always leads you to the same cast of characters.
Yeah. You know, when you look at some of the names that these people have, even the Munchkins and the Wizard of Oz didn't have these names.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing.
You know?
Yes, it's those are the quirks that must come from the Lord. He just forces it to happen so that those that are looking and listening will realize that these individuals are not legitimate. They're not on the level with what the information they're telling us, and therefore we have to study them closely in order to figure out the rest, which is what you have done in your show and many others, exposing all this for so long. And it's the same old stuff. You know, I was watching a bit of the troop insurgency in Afghanistan and how they're trying to drive up the levels of our troop activity there, which, God forbid, is going to happen. We already have an Iraq NAM going. We don't need an Afghanistan NAM going now. But nonetheless, they're telling us how we're there because we got to destroy those poppy fields. And yet the truth is we're there to protect them. And it's just outrageous how this BS mainstream media, they think we're all stupid. I mean, it was just under GW, boy George Bush, that he admitted that once we got into Afghanistan, we didn't destroy the crops because We couldn't. It's their main economy, and we couldn't do that to them. That's the BS line he gave us. We're there to take it over.
Main economy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're there to take it all over and control it like everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And our poor men and women are pawns in that one too now.
Yeah, I know.
Serving our country. I wish they all come home.
It's just a continuation, and I keep saying this, and it bears repeating, this is nothing but organized crime. It's organized crime, like what you see in the mob movies.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, these are people sitting behind desks in public buildings.
That's right.
Slicing up the Constitution in one of these infomercial blenders.
Yep, looking always with the appearance of being legitimate, which is what the mobsters always try to do. We have to look legitimate. We have to get into legitimate business so we look legitimate. And so that's absolutely right, Don. And now they're operating on a global level. That's why we hear global all the time, global this, global that, because now they're operating globally and going to try to have this one major racket going that's global. And by the way, got to fall back and mention again with this loser we have as our acting president, Barry Satoro there, Obama bin Laden. This, when there was a UN meeting recently, Don, besides the fact that this dirtbag has allowed a communist Chinese flag to fly on our White House lawn, and again, the media didn't get into that one much, mainstream media, of course, you don't hear much about that, but that is such an ill omen for us, and this dirtbag allowed that. But in addition to that, with, I'm sorry, it'll come back to me, Don. I got off onto a tangent. Oh, at this UN meeting where he's taking the UN chair, serving the UN while he's our president. Now, what in God's name is this but high treason, blatant, right in front of our face, much like GW standing in New Orleans after Katrina with foreign troops from they were Dutch and from Mexico, standing behind him, maybe some Canadians too, standing behind him, which was high treason. And then we got this loser serving on a seat on the UN during a meeting while he's supposedly our president as well. Don, this is unbelievable.
Now, you know, thinking about and recalling Hurricane Katrina, and when they were showing the cops breaking into all these apartments and houses, you know, beating the doors down, kicking them in, going in and stealing all the stuff in these houses, and not allowing the people access to their homes. There were charges recently, within the last day or so, that some of those people wearing the police uniforms were actually these American police force clowns.
There you go, Don.
And it makes sense, you know.
Yep, there you go. And what does this look with the all in black with even they cover their faces up? I mean, that's terrorists. Terrorists are dressed like that.
Yeah.
Real police officers don't dress like that. Only SS stormtroopers dress like that.
Yeah. Now, we got a call from one of our listeners, Michael, who said that Fox News did a story that basically alluded to what was going on in Hardin, Montana. And then when Glenn Beck came on the show, he spent a certain amount of time debunking the story.
Oh.
Now, what is there to debunk about the story unless unless this message means that Glenn Beck actually exposed the fraud that we exposed is going on? I don't know that that's the case. There's not enough information in this message for me to make that determination.
It sounds like that maybe Glenn Beck was trying to portray this activity as nothing nefarious at all. And if that's the case, then we know for sure he's no good. He's definitely an infiltrator.
Oh, yeah. He's had to take sort of a back step and and then Goose stepped forward with a new an improved message.
Yeah, right.
Because
right.
They don't want certain aspects of the certificate of live birth. Yes, I said certificate of live birth to come out. They don't want certain aspects of the bird flu, swine flu, human flu, pandemic hoax. Yes, I did say
yes.
Bird flu, swine flu, human flu, pandemic hoax.
That's
to come
right.
out. They don't want the international megabucks money laundering. Yes, I said international megabucks money laundering to come out. They don't want anything to come out about what's going on in space. That bears repeating. Yes, I said anything going on in space. On and on and on and on. It's a real sad day, really, for the world, that the rest of the world, knowing that this is going on, would even consider doing business with these criminals. But then again, they come from the same cloth. They're cut from the same cloth, so we can't be so surprised.
Yeah, and I'm also curious now if Beck or any of these other phony conservatives there at Fox News are mentioning the fact that Obama was holding a high seat on the UN Council during a meeting while he's still acting as our president, which is high treason. I wonder if they covered that one at all, because that would then make us get more perturbed with the United Nations totally, and hopefully more and more Americans are going to start to demand that we just get them out of our country and quit any association with them. And, of course, the globalists, which Murdoch, that owns Fox News, they don't want that. So I bet they didn't even cover that issue, which is so, man, that's a hot topic right there. All Americans should be discussing that day in, day out, along with everything else this guy has said. I mean, what did he say, his first month in office or first week in office? We can't set our sights as high as our parents did. We have to teach our children not to expect to have everything that we had, car, home, education, job, decent job. I mean, what kind of line is that for our president, who's supposedly an American? How could an American president, a real one, ever say that to Americans? You can't. You never would. And no American would allow it. And yet this guy said that, and I'm still talking about that. It's just outrageous.
He seems to be able to come out. Come up with an excuse for not knowing who his parents are every time he opens his mouth. And he says, wait a minute, we're not on your side. We're not playing this game with you. We're not part of this. We can't set our sights as high as our parents did.
That's right.
Our parents, now he's lumping himself in with everybody as if he's our friend. This guy is absolutely destroying this country.
Yep.
As are the traitors in bed with him. And
sure.
Literally in bed with him.
It
applies right now.
He's just an errand boy, a water boy. This guy is a boy all the way and for the cartel. And Don, how else do you totally destroyed our country the rest of the way, so it's handed to the United Nations on a silver platter? You need a foreigner to do that. Americans won't do that to Americans. Just isn't going to happen. And so, of course, you need a foreigner, and here's the guy. He is their boy.
Yeah, unfortunately. Larry Sinclair's name came up 3 or 4 times today, and I find it very interesting because he was really the first person to come out and share anything novel about Barack Obama. And of course, they've tried to portray him as a nutcase.
Of course.
That's all they do. We've talked about
that's
this
right.
countless times. That all they do is they attack the message, they attack the messenger.
Yep.
And then we win.
Yes.
We have to go through this every single time.
That's
nobody
what they
seems,
do.
Yeah, the general public doesn't seem to notice these patterns happening over and over again.
That's the sad part.
You
but
know,
again,
I mean,
Don,
it's like a broken record.
Yeah, but you're referring to those that just watch TV for their news or listen to mainstream corporate radio for their news, and that's why they don't catch on to these obvious patterns and modus operandi, because they're not seeing any of it, because they don't from the mainstream Rockefeller news.
Mm-hmm.
And but it is sad. It is. I mean, it is obvious. I started catching on when I was just getting everything off TV years ago. I was still catching on to it all. See, you know, there's always little mistakes where they let something out that shouldn't have gotten out, and they drop it quick. You don't see it again. And you have those kind of events to look for, or where even on a documentary, like on a History Channel, certain info comes out which just ties things together over time for those that are looking and listening. And but sadly, yeah, a lot of the Americans just aren't astute. They're not using their God-given intelligence correctly.
Oh, they're into watching the sports now, you know. I mean, that's life or death right now.
Yes, it is, Don. It's so critical for our country. I mean, who wins the playoffs now?
Yeah, exactly.
A bunch of overpaid athletes.
Yeah. Well, Michael, you know, I want to give you the opportunity to talk about some things that maybe you are, but talk about some things that you don't always get a chance to talk about. There has been so much news in the past couple of weeks that's come out, and I say news. I have to be careful. I guess there's been so much revelation of the truth and the debunking of all the corruption that's going on. It's supernatural what's happening. I really see the truth coming out in a lot of ways, and.
Mm-hmm.
And although a lot of people aren't prepared, they don't see a solution to a particular problem, they know that something is really wrong and that something has to be done about it.
Yes.
What have you been hearing from people? Maybe it's a health issue or, you know, something about this flu pandemic.
Well, regarding health-related activities, definitely been keeping busy, helping a lot of people, and... for sure, the flu type of ailment started to come around as soon as public school started. Every time, I anticipate as soon as school starts, the calls for infection killers start to come in. And so that's all the public schools are good for, is a breeding ground for diseases, that's for sure. And also a lot of rapid heal, because injuries are very common too. And Don, it's very busy as far as keeping up with all the cases. There's just so many, but it's all good news. I have to say that, and that keeps me really feeling great on the inside, because so many people are always getting good results. In fact, Don, I just had a squirrel. I was coming home about 5 days ago already, and right there, I was coming down the road, and all of a sudden, traffic was stopped, and there was a squirrel right in the road. And fortunately, these drivers were astute, and they were giving the squirrel a chance. So I immediately seen what was going on, and I jumped right out of my truck and ran up. And the squirrel wasn't even hurt that bad, but it had a bad hand. One of its paws clearly was bad. And other than that, it looked fine. And mm-hmm. So somehow it must have run into a car rather than a car running into it. And so I, you know, it was running around the road. And as I got there, I think a lot of people that were looking right, that could see all this happening right there at the spot, they must have been wondering, who is this guy? Because this squirrel was running around. As soon as I jumped out and went, approached it, it stopped in the road and let me approach it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I went to grab it, I didn't have gloves on, and then I realized that's no good. As a musician, I'm always protecting my hands, aware of my hands when I'm making them vulnerable to getting ripped up or hurt in some, injured in some kind of way. And so anyway, the squirrel I managed to catch in the yard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I left it in my truck for the last 4 days at least, because I didn't know how else to keep it quarantined without being a little cage environment, which would really stress it out. So I let it have the room to roam in my cab, which I'm paying for. But I was able to get Rapid Heal and peanut butter, and then a little bit of like my green, what I call my new batch of tea, which I call my green tea, a little bit of that with some water. And within 2 days, he couldn't climb a tree. When I caught him in the yard, he could not climb a tree. And it just took me time to run him down. And then I kept him in my truck. Now, within 2 days, this guy was up and down my cab running around. I said, man, he's already looking good on the Rapid Heal. But I kept him for another couple of days so I could keep feeding him more so that I knew. And I brought him back to the same spot today, pulled into the same yard I caught him on. He's back in the same habitat. And he took up into a tree like a lightning bolt the way squirrels do. And so there's the Rapid Heal, you know, again, working its wonders.
Now, if your truck ends up missing, you know where to go look for it, right?
Well, let me tell you that my truck has a lot of squirrel residual waste matter I got to clean up. And I think he messed up my speakers with some wiring, you know, as he was just caged up and checking out every little nook and cranny he could. And put a lot of damage here on some molding on the roof there, but but at least he's doing good. And it's all good, Don. I'll tell you, I would do it every time just to know that I could help that creature. And because, you know, instead of being dead in the road now, it's back up in a tree, being able to have some overtime living as a squirrel, and God willing. You know, I just pray that it doesn't go back out into that main road. That was a main road, and at least 50-mile-an-hour traffic on it, and so very dangerous. But the Rapid Heal healed him right up, you know, really quick. In fact, the second day, he was on my dashboard when I checked him out to give him some feed and water, and he had a strange look on him like he was dying, and I realized he must have rammed right into the windshield. And I was getting so mad at myself because I'm like, Mike, if this, you know, if he dies because of that stupid thing, and, you know, I'll just feel bad, I'll feel terrible. And so, but then he seemed to snap out. As I was studying, I'm like, is this guy going to die right now? I mean, he had such a strange look and position, posturing on that dash. And I realized he must have slammed into that windshield thinking it was clear and, you know, he could just get out that way. And, but then all of a sudden, as I was feeling such concern, he just all of a sudden became snapped right out of it and acted totally normal. And I'm like, thank God. So I gave him more Rapid Heal with tea for a few more days at that point, and totally fine. And it didn't take much Rapid Heal, of course, for a little thing like that.
Wow.
Now imagine I'm driving around during the daytime, and sometimes he's going to run around. I try to keep him calm so he's not running up and down the cab of the truck while I'm driving in my face or across the dash and things like that, you know. So amazingly, most of the time when I was driving around, he stayed calm in that little spot he had in the back, which amazed me how he could even squeeze in there. And but once in a while, he'd come out and run around, and I'd just be cracking up. I'm saying, you know, people, the windows are tinted, so people really couldn't notice. You'd say, this guy's got a squirrel running around in his truck while he's driving. Yep, those are the situations I find myself in frequently as I come to the aid of all those various creatures out there in the wild.
Now you're sure this squirrel didn't get the swine flu, right, from being in your truck?
Absolutely. He's fine. He's fine.
Okay.
But definitely had maybe one case of swine flu. I mentioned that a couple months back on the show. This person suspected that he may have had it, but no problem, Don. Infection killer. Cleans it right up. Works like a charm. I just had a girl who... locally that had Lyme laid up in bed for 10 days, and then she got some infection killer in 2 days. She called me thanking me because she was pretty much totally fine and amazed. And she just told me recently that she had a bladder infection. She was taking antibiotics and stuff, and after about 10 days, again, just getting worse, getting no good results. And she said, what, am I crazy? I got Mike's infection killer. She said, Mike, I took 4 infection killers twice in one day. I'm totally fine with the bladder infection.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and so a lot of good reports always done. A lot of good reports, and with the health activity, the health business, and that's a real blessing for me, to be able to help everybody, and God's little creatures as well, and it's very rewarding to me just to know everybody's getting results, and it keeps me pretty busy. It does, but
yeah.
It's all worth the while.
Well, we're going to pray for your little squirrel. Did you give him a name? Or
I was calling him Rocky.
You know what? I was going to suggest that if you did.
Yep.
Or you could call him Bullwinkle just for the heck of it, you know. Just to confuse him a little bit.
Yeah, I'll call him Rocky. See, Rocky, just relax. We're going for another ride here, so stay in your spot. Don't go crazy, Ami. It was amazing. It is. And just like when I approached him in the road and I was trying to get him to calm down because he was running around in the road, running around, so the traffic was held up, thank God, and nobody ran over him and gave him a chance to get out of the road. And so as I came on the scene and I ran right up to him, I was just approaching him, trying to get him to calm down, and he did, and he just sat there, and he let me approach him. And I was cracking up, saying, if anybody's watching this, they got to be saying, who is this guy? You know, how did he do that? But that's just comes with the over time when you get real close to nature. It's amazing how she really cooperates with you because she knows, you know, and all her creatures are from God. They all are created by God, and they have God's intelligence in them all. That's why they have eyes. Where there's eyes, there's a soul, and there's intelligence. And it's just, it's supernatural, Don. You see, we're in a supernatural reality. And we're taught that it's all humdrum and, you know, they got it all figured out and, you know, supernatural is, you know, it's all make-believe or illusionary or hallucinations, and that's all nonsense, of course. Everything's supernatural. The sun rising and setting to me is supernatural. It's magic how that happens day in, day out. And that beautiful sunlight when we do get it, and there's no obstruction of that sunlight, how beautiful it is, and life-generating. And so we take supernatural things for granted, unfortunately. That's part of our, what I call the mortal syndrome of our mortal nature, and we have to break that and rise above that to our immortal self so we can really see everything for what it is. Everything's supernatural. And our country was founded on supernatural activity. And all through the Revolutionary War, supernatural activity. And George Washington constantly protected, and his army constantly protected. And he had the vision at Valley Forge, supernatural. And then the War of 1812, when the British came after us again. And we weren't really prepared, surprisingly, as a defensive, with a defensive army at the time. And yet, at the last minute, they mustered up enough to protect Fort Henry at there at Baltimore, so the Navy ships couldn't set foot on the land there to get to the capital. And that's where, of course, Francis Scott Keyes wrote the Star Spangled Banner when he was a prisoner on a British ship, overseeing that attempted siege by the British. And then Andy Jackson stops them coming up through the Gulf in New Orleans, and there was 10,000 British versus approximately 3,000-4,000 colonial or Americans at the time, and there were Native Americans fighting and even slaves fighting with Andy at the time, and they hardly lost any men, and the British got wiped out. And then also at 1812, when they did come into the capital and President Madison had to flee, they mocked us.
He had one flea?
Yeah. Well, they came in and they found the tables set with food. They were ready to dine, and they enjoyed all of our luxury, and then they mocked us and cursed us and burned the whole capital, set it all aflame, as they left laughing and joking and mocking us. And then all of a sudden, a hurricane came out of nowhere, the largest hurricane to this day that ever hit the nation's capital. And it decimated those British, and it spawned a tornado, and the tornado actually went through the whole capital and put out all the fires. And then it went after the British, and the British got beat up real bad. And when it was over, they looked like they came out of a big battle, which was hilarious, and they knew that it was God letting them know, you guys better learn a lesson quick. I want this country for myself, and I'm not letting anybody mess with it. And then you had the Civil War. At the very beginning, the Confederate Army was great, and the Union Army couldn't prevail against them. And right at the beginning of the war, the Confederates almost had the capital. And there was a battle at Sharpsburg known as Antietam, and the Confederates were moved in late at night, and they were ready to take the capital. And General McClellan, the commanding general of the Union Army at the time in the very beginning of the war, he was studying his map with the intelligence reports of where the Confederate armies were supposed to be. And while he was studying late at night, he was dozing off, and all of a sudden he hears a voice saying, "General McClellan, are you asleep now?" And he startled, he wakes up wondering who's calling him. And he doesn't see anything but this bright light in his tent getting brighter and bigger, and all of a sudden it coalesces into George Washington himself. And he explains to him that if he doesn't realize where the enemy troops are right now, before the sun sets tomorrow, the Union will be over and he will be hung. And so he shows him the Confederate layout, and then at the last minutes of that late night, he had his Union Army pinch off the Confederate Army and outmaneuver them in the last minutes to prevent them from taking the capital. And there was that was published as almost a miraculous event in the papers after that battle in Sharpsburg, because the Confederate Army was so close, and they said it's in the last minute, somehow in the very last minute, the Union had as an opportunity to try to stop them, they pulled it off, and it was like a miracle. And so we're surrounded by miracles day in, day out, individually, as a country, and I just wish many of the Americans, as well as all the other people everywhere listening, because God is working through all of us, and he loves everybody, and he loves all countries, and he wants all countries to be free, just like the Constitutional Republic of the United States was in the very beginning. And but especially here, because the United States is the apple of the Lord's eye himself, and he has special designs for this country. And I just wish so many Americans would only realize that and live for that, so that we could turn things around instantaneously and get back on track to becoming one heck of a dynamic country. We haven't even seen anything like what this country is going to become yet.
Well, Michael, unfortunately we're out of time, but we're probably going to be discussing much of this when you make your next appearance on the 20th of this month.
Great, Don. I look forward to it.
So, your words are well taken, well spoken, and that, in the nutshell, is really what's going on. We could change some of the names, and you would think we were talking about today, because they're using the same methods to try to sabotage and destroy this nation.
That's
and we're not
going
to let it happen. There are too many loud voices speaking up, bringing the truth forward, and You can't lie forever and get away with it. Eventually, people are going to get fed up with it, and I think we're at that point right now.
I agree,
Don. So I want to thank you for being on the show, Michael. And
my pleasure as always. Thank you, Don.
And we'll look forward to doing an update on all this stuff when you come back next, I should say, a week from Tuesday.
On I look 20th. Forward to it.
Okay. You take care, Michael, and... enjoy the rest of the week
Thank
and
you
your
too,
upcoming
Dan.
Weekend.
Thank you.
Folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and our special guest, Michael Anthony. Also like to thank Windtalkers Radio Network and BlogTalkRadio.com for carrying Evident Footprints, and Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible on BBSRadio.com. Special thanks to Seth Hendrick on the sound, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join us again tomorrow night when our special guest will be Mr. Jim Murray. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.